This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thank you, and Ozan, we talked about road rage just now with that LSU engineer, and always a fascinating guest, and just the theories behind traffic and engineering, et cetera, and you know, they got speed limits, and you see people that got a gun as soon as the light changes, and then you're sitting, and then they do all kind of lane changing and everything else, and you're sitting right next to them at the same stoplight further up. So you'd be surprised. Maybe do your own research on that. Just try to follow the speed limit and just go with the flow and see what happens. What you got to lose?
Long story short, don't be a jerk.
That would be another one. Some of the texts we got in, I asked you to take it to the texts this morning about road rage. 20-something-year-old woman pointed a gun at me while I was stopped at a red light. I still don't know what I did. Maybe it was mistaken identity. Maybe she thought you're somebody else. Somebody else says, if somebody tailgates me, I'll brake check them, then call Morris Bart. Well, that's not going to help anybody at all in any way, shape, or form. Somebody else said they used the turn signal to make a legal left-hand turn. Somebody came up on him and then sat on a horn. So I don't know what all that's about. Just again, Ian, as you just so colorfully put it, don't what? Don't be a jerk. That's all you got to do. Thank you, sir. Catherine Hudson joins us now, our friend, Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, a gastroenterologist who's board certified in obesity medicine, and she sees patients, in a weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. Good morning, Dr. Catherine. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am okay. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
We didn't invite you on to talk about this, but since it is on the news, let's talk about the food pyramid or whatever they changed. Is this of any note or not?
Actually, we had abandoned the food pyramid a while back in place of something called My Plate. And instead of the pyramid, which gave us more of this and less of this, My Plate was sort of an equal distribution of fruits and vegetables and grains, and then, of course, dairy, which I don't really think you need dairy, but they included dairy. Mm-hmm. Flipping the food pyramid is sort of going backwards a step to something we had already abandoned. My recommendation, as I've said before on your show, is really for people to eat as much fruits and vegetables as they can first. Lean proteins are really important. And then foods that you like sort of sprinkled in there that help you meet that calorie deficit if you're trying to make a calorie deficit, or just maintain if that's what you're doing. So I think fruits and vegetables have to be first.
You know, I was having a conversation with somebody off the air about this very thing, and you know, my weight fluctuates a little bit, very little compared to what it used to. And I dropped 13 pounds, I think, in about 2 weeks because I had gotten into the holiday sugar the holiday sugars, let's call it that, because I love me some sweets, right, Doc? And I wanted to bring this food pyramid up, or food plate, or whatever it is, because politics aside, your liver, your metabolism, your whatever else is involved, pancreas, all of it. I said liver, I don't know why, but pancreas, it doesn't know anything from politics. They don't know from food plate. It doesn't know from this. The only thing that matters is how you, what you eat and how your body metabolizes it. And I think I was able to lose this weight just because I stopped shoving sweets into my face. Is it as that simple for a lot of people or not?
Well, I think there's a lot of emphasis on trying to increase protein. And I have this conversation often with my patients in clinic. They become obsessed with eating enough protein, thinking if I eat more protein, I'll lose weight. But the only way that eating enough, you know, eating extra protein helps is if you're actually making a calorie deficit. So if you're eating a ton of sugar, you're not making a calorie deficit. It doesn't really matter how much protein you add. That's not really going to help you lose weight. But when you are making a calorie deficit, we know that your body will use muscle as energy and will break down muscle. So you have to eat enough protein to maintain that muscle mass. And you need to do weight-bearing exercises that will maintain your muscle mass. So I think sometimes the focus gets shifted to protein, protein, protein. But if you're not making a calorie deficit, it doesn't really matter that much. And you're right. Eating too many calories in general from high sugar foods is certainly going to push you in the wrong direction.
This is going to sound terrible to say it because I'm not a gastroenterologist board certified in obesity medicine, but I am a guy who has had some struggles with his weight throughout his life. And it seems to me, finally, I got it where instead of thinking, you know what, I'm going to eat as much. No disrespect to our friends in the king cake business. There's a time and a place, and moderation is the key for everything. But I would do better, let me phrase it that way, by taking a nap and not eating. I know you got to do weight exercises and you got to do resistance training and all of that. I get that. But I would do better to take a nap and not eat the high sugar foods than I would by eating the high sugar foods and then trying to burn it off. Make sense?
Yeah, it actually takes an incredible amount of exercise to burn off what seems like just a small amount of sugar in a dessert, in a serving of dessert. And people think, well, I'll have an extra donut at breakfast and then I'll just do a little extra time on the treadmill. And if you really try to work it out, not relying on smartwatches and Fitbits and things like that, because they tend to overestimate the amount of calories you're burning. But if you do the math, you would have to do like an extra 5 miles on the treadmill to burn off potentially just an extra donut, depending on the donut.
You're talking about running, not walking.
Running or walking, really, it's about 100 calories per mile, depending on your weight.
Let me jump in there for a second because, you know, I got this treadmill and we all have these smart devices that'll tell you X amount of calories or this or the other thing. First of all, it's not all about calories. It's the way your body metabolizes the calories. But the treadmill tells me there's a difference between running and walking. There's not a difference, really? Or does it depend on heart rate, or are we really getting?
There's certainly a difference between walking and running as far as cardiovascular health.
Okay.
And you will burn a little bit more calories running than walking, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
And of course, if you're talking about sprinting, that's different. But my walking and running is pretty close to the same. I just put a little hop in my walk, and that's a jog for me. But if you are doing things like sprinting, different things can burn more calories, but on average, if I go do 5 miles at the park, whether I'm doing it as a slow walk or a little bit of a jog, it's going to be about 500 calories burned.
No kidding. That's interesting to know. A little late to get this kind of feedback after I had two knees replaced. But anyway, I didn't talk to you before. Somebody texted in, and I want to open the text lines here at 504-260-1870 so you can take advantage of Dr. Catherine's knowledge as you begin this year, and maybe you want to try to lose some more weight. try to lose weight. When you said donut, an extra donut for breakfast, really, how important is it that from your body standpoint, from the pancreas, from metabolizing sugar, et cetera, that you don't even have a first donut to begin with at breakfast? And what would the ideal breakfast look like as far as health and getting your body in the best condition to get that engine going and get your metabolism fired up?
Well, I think that an ideal breakfast, in my opinion, would be something like a protein with a veggie and a fruit. So I might do something like dice up some, like some zucchini and saute that, and then maybe do a couple of egg whites. The yolk is really where the calories are, and the white is where the protein is. So if you're trying to cut calories, then certainly eat the whites and not the yolk. If you're not trying to cut calories, you can have the whole egg because that cholesterol turns out is not as bad as we used to think it was. I would probably use an olive oil or a healthier oil. And remember, for every teaspoon of oil, it's about 100 calories. So you don't want to use a ton of oil to cook the veggies. And then put something like some berries or, you know, something like some strawberries or some watermelon chunks. Something that can kind of fill you up. And then I like caffeine in the morning. If I'm going to drink caffeine, I'm going to have it in the morning. And that can also help kind of curb appetite as the day goes on. But if you start the day with something like a couple of donuts, you know, a donut can be anywhere from like 200 to like 400 calories, depending on where you get it from. And it might take me three donuts to feel like I'm full. And so now I've just had something like maybe up to 1200 calories for breakfast. And that's not going to help me. And eating only sugar with no protein, I may end up getting, you know, my blood sugar is going to go up. My insulin levels are going to spike. And then within an hour or two, I may start feeling bad. Like I need to eat something just to match that high levels of insulin that spiked from that big sugar load in the morning. So what you want is more balance and something that will last throughout the day, not spike your sugar. Fruit is great for that. But if you want something filling, add veggies and add some proteins in the morning.
Big difference between fruit and fruit juice. We'll talk about that when we come back, as well as answer the questions that are pouring into the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talking text line at 504-260-1870. Big hour. We're talking to our friend Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, a gastroenterologist, board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients in the weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. We'll talk about hidden calories and hidden sugar as well when we come back. And I think one of the reasons why I put on the 13 pounds, and it reminds me a little bit of the Seinfeld episode with the yogurt, but it wasn't fat, it was sugar. So 9:20, back in a flash, WWL. Talking to Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine, a gastroenterologist, board certified in obesity medicine. She sees patients in the weight loss and bariatric surgery clinic at UMC. She's one of our favorite guests and a good friend, and we love to talk to her about all of this. Doctor, before we went to the break, we talked about the difference between fruit and fruit juice. I get a lot of texts on this. There is a big difference, is there not?
There's a huge difference between fruit and fruit juice. And it's really important to understand that fruit does not cause obesity. It does not cause diabetes. If you have type 1 diabetes, which is the autoimmune type that happens in younger individuals, you do need to count all of your carbohydrates, and that includes fruit. But fruit is the antidote to diabetes type 2. And it doesn't cause problems. And that's because the fruit has sugar in it that is attached to fiber. And when we eat that fruit, our body does the work of digestion to pull the sugar away from the fiber so that we can absorb the sugar. So the sugar doesn't get absorbed all at once. It takes some time. It requires some digestion. But when you juice your fruits, or even when you blend them and make smoothies, you're doing the work of the body and pre-digesting that fruit to make that sugar more readily available so that when you drink juice, you're drinking sugar water, with some vitamins and things in it from the fruit. And that sugar is able to be absorbed in your GI tract very rapidly. It all goes to the liver at one time. It overwhelms the liver. This is how we get diabetes type 2. It's how we get metabolic dysfunction. And so, therefore, eating fruit is not the same as drinking fruit juice.
When it comes to, you're reading ahead because you mentioned smoothie, and I don't want to mention the name of the company or anything else, and maybe all of the information was there for me, but there's no doubt that the 13 pounds I put on was because of the smoothies I was drinking, which, you know, I got the big one, and it's just, in a lot of ways, a kind of, I hate to say, glorified milkshake. No disrespect to anybody in the smoothie business, whatever brand or name or shape you call it or whatever, but you do have to be careful, and more than just calling out smoothies, I'll talk about hidden sugar and where that can be.
Yeah, I think it all depends on what your goal is. You know, if you're not trying to make a calorie deficit, if you're not dealing with problems with metabolic dysfunction, and you want to have a smoothie because you like them, you like making them, you like buying them, whatever it is, it's a totally easy way to stop and pick up something that's cold and it's a treat, and it may be the amount of calories you would have eaten in the meal, so maybe it's a meal replacement for you. It's totally fine to do that. I never tell anybody that they can't have the things that they like. But if you're trying to make a calorie deficit or you're trying to improve your metabolic dysfunction and your go-to is smoothies or liquid calories in any form, really, that's a problem. You should be eating your calories, chewing them. You should be eating your protein, even protein drinks. While they can be great meal replacements, it's just easier to drink calories than it is to eat them because it takes time to chew, and your body feels full sooner when it feels food that needs to be digested as opposed to liquids that can pass through quickly.
I think you are reading ahead because somebody texted in and said, should it really be this hard? And actually, boy, what you just said, first of all, chew it, right? If you got to chew it, first of all, that's a big step that could help you. And secondly, as close to the source, I would think, that you eat or drink as you can would be the ideal way to do it, not as far as if what degree of processing the food goes through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, should it really be this hard, that question? It's a great question. Our bodies are really designed to survive famine. We do really well without food for a long time, as long as we have some water. And so because our bodies are designed to...
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
To survive famine, when we have extra food around, our bodies want to hold on to that energy just in case the famine comes. Now, we know that usually in this country, the famine never comes. So we're constantly holding on to energy and putting on weight for that purpose. But now it's become a problem with metabolic dysfunction, hypertension, diabetes, sleep apnea. We've gone sort of in the other direction, but that's the reason why it feels so hard. Your body thinks, if I don't hold on to this extra energy, if I don't have just one more bite or one more donut, I might not survive the famine when it comes.
To be clear, if somebody's going to put an apple in a blender or some type of device and not change anything in it, just smush it all up and then eat it. Seeds, core, stem, everything. They smush it all up where, if for whatever reason, it's digestible. There is no difference between that and eating an apple, correct? As metabolically, as far as your body is concerned?
Well, by smushing it all up and pulverizing it, you have sort of pre-digested it. And so the sugar is going to be absorbed more rapidly.
Really?
And sent to your liver more rapidly. Yes. Because you've already done the work of digestion by using a blender or a juicer to extract or separate the sugar from the fiber. That's the problem.
You see, and again, maybe sometimes it does have to be this hard, because when you get to the science of how your body metabolizes food, there's a big difference. I would have bet my house that there was absolutely no difference between a smushed up apple and an apple. But again, it goes back to what you said earlier, which is chew it, right?
Yeah, it's multiple things. It's as with everything when it comes to obesity, the disease of obesity, there's multiple reasons why. One is that it's harder to eat a whole apple than it would be to consume an apple that's been pulverized or blended, you know? So it's also about how much of it you're going to eat. But then once it gets into your body, it's how your body's able to absorb that sugar more rapidly. So there's a lot of different factors involved, but
Man, I love having you on. You teach us some stuff. Somebody wants to know about the difference between granulated honey, whatever that is, and sugar, or things like stevia or whatever the other sugar substitutes are, and your pancreas and your liver and the way they deal with all of these things. Thoughts on all of that, Dr. Catherine?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy about whether or not zero-calorie drinks that are sweetened with artificial sugars cause you to gain weight. Mm-hmm. In my clinic, the way I tell my patients is, if one of your biggest problems is that you consume full calorie beverages like sodas on a regular basis, if I can get you to switch from a soda to a diet soda, and we can eliminate something like 300 to 500 calories or more a day, that's a huge win. Mm-hmm. And then in the future, you can switch to things like drinking more water. You know, if you like the soda part of the bubbly part of the soda, you know, get a soda stream and drink club soda. And I think ideally we would not put any sort of chemicals in our body if we could help it. We'd just drink water, but that's not really the culture that we live in. And for people, if they can just switch from a full calorie soda to a diet soda, that's a great first step. Now, as far as those sugar substitutes, they don't have calories in them. So if they don't have calories, they don't have calories. Whether or not they're endocrine disruptors, whether or not they're changing the permeability of your GI tract, which leads to gut inflammation and whole body inflammation, there's a lot of data that's being collected on that, on the microbiome. So the jury is still out.
Doctor, I can't tell you how much I appreciate your time and your expertise. We learn something every time you're with us. And the only thing I would add is that as people text in about this diet or that diet, you can't look at it as a diet because that indicates something temporary. Then when you go back to whatever it is you were doing, you'll be right back to where you were. So you really do need to change your lifestyle. Accurate?
That's right. It's 100% accurate.
Thank you, Doc. Appreciate your time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
You bet. Dr. Catherine Hudson, Associate Professor of Clinical Medicine at LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. We'll talk to the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, when we come back. 937, 23 till 10. Traffic now, WWL. 943, 17 until 10 o'clock. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Happy to talk to Bobby Hebert, as I always am, after spending all of those years up in Section 325 with a belly full of beer watching number three play. To now call him a friend is an honor indeed. How you doing, Bobby?
All right, Tommy. Bobby, I'm enjoying this late September, fall weather. I mean,
man,
it's unbelievable right now.
I was doing yard work yesterday. I was ready to go to Stations at a Cross and eat crawfish, Bobby. That's where I was after that. Tell me about, look, one of the thrills of my life was being able to watch a Sugar Bowl with you a couple of years ago. And after sitting in the dome for so many years and watching you play, to actually talk X's and O's with you. And I truly appreciate the time you give us here. Dave Cohen put out a little thing where we predict the Saints season before it starts. And I actually hit it right. I had 6-11. But the 6-11 I envisioned, I was thinking about this in preparation of talking to you, is not the 6-11 that I feel. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I thought they were going to finish strong. You look at every schedule when it comes out. I love to do this, even in the spring. We're going to be playing the AFC North, the NFC North. I'm going to have a fourth-place schedule. So when are you playing them? And that does matter, like who's healthy and who's not. And I thought, I don't care who was playing quarterback. It'd be tough sledding to get off to a fast start. That's why I thought we had to beat the Cardinals the first game because, the Cardinals won three games and they were 1-0 to start the season. I thought the back end of the season, if we were heading in the right direction, that's when I said we can repeat what we did last year, 5 wins, if not 6, maybe best case scenario. And that's kind of where it was at. Well, I can tell you right now, where we're at, looking at the Saints, we're scheduled to play 9 home games, 8 road games, and I just take this in general, and it's going back to Jim Mora, that we got to go 6-3 at home. We got to get back that don't.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you, because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Feel advantage, and then you go 4-4 in the road, and all of a sudden you're 10-7. And you look at the NFC South. Why not us? I mean, you look at the Patriots, how quickly they turn it around. The Patriots increased their win total to 10 this year because of the quarterback, Drake May. And obviously, their strength of schedule, people get, they had a weak schedule. They beat one winning team. But look where the Patriots, where they're at in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So the Saints, they quickly could turn around next year. And, people might say, well, look, the fifth consecutive season, the Saints missed the playoffs for the fourth time in 5 years. You look at Atlanta, now 8 years. That's why they clean house. Look, we finished 6-11. It's a losing record. I look at it. We started out 1-8, and we finished 5-3. So I always look at the glass half full, and then ultimately we won one more game, like I said, than we did last season. But I think, you always have questions, and do you have the answers? And I think we have the answers at the most important spots. I think we got the right head coach and quarterback in Tyler Shuck and Kellen Moore. That's why I'm optimistic going forward, and I don't get paid by the Saints. I don't give pie-in-the-sky things. Now, what does that mean? Are we going to win a Super Bowl? No. But I think we're definitely back in the hunt, and you look in the NFC South, why not us? And, Tommy, the one thing that encouraged me about Tyler Shuck was that, what do you do, in the crucial down as far as on third down? First down, Saints, moving the chains, and we controlling the ebb and flow and the tempo of the game, was that Tyler Shuck finished third amongst all NFL quarterbacks. Now this is third in the whole league with 103.3 passer rating on third down. He only trailed Brock Purdy and the great Joe Burrow. The Bengals have a defense, but look at the 49ers. Now, five of Shuck's passing touchdowns also came on third down, as many or more than former NFL MVPs. What are you doing third down? Oh, a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here he is. He had more than former Josh Allen, we're good at the Bills, Lamar Jackson, and Pat Mahomes this season. And then, the difference between him and, let's say, Rattler, see, this is the difference. Rattler, ultimately, quarterbacks get judged fair or not. Are you quarterbacking a winning team or not? Well, the big difference between Shuck and Rattler, when you look at Rattler on third down, Rattler's quarterback rating on third down was 79 versus Shuck's 103.3. And he ended up being ranked like 22nd in the league instead of top three like Shuck. I'm telling you, we got the quarterback. We just got to get the better players around them. You're never going to have too many weapons. We're picking number 8 right now. I can see us, I've had people say, you don't need to take a running back that early, but the Saints have in the past, and they've worked out pretty good. And we know great running backs. And we have the 8th pick, and you look at the Falcons pick, Bijan Robinson with the 8th pick. Now, he hasn't done anything against the Saints, but against other teams, that cat had 250 total yards from scrimmage. So Jeremiah Love from Notre Dame, Mike, Natalier, everyone, we talked about that. I know as a quarterback, he's going to make me look better. I would love to have a hand off the ball to Jeremiah Love, which, you got to win up front. But I think, we got to get great players, good players around Tyler Shuck, because I think he's the answer. And we got to take advantage of this right now over that, you know, the rookie wage scale and all that, because we're not paying them.
Right.
So they great opportunity for us to get it done and take advantage of Tyler Shough the next 3 or 4 years.
Let me ask you this as a quarterback. We hear so much about chemistry between, you know, the receivers reading the defense, the quarterbacks reading the defense. If this, then that. I'm counting on you to break it off. I'm counting on you to extend it, to do this, do that. How hard was it and how impressive was it to you to see Tyler Shough play with Samori Touri, no disrespect to him at all, and Ronnie Bell, but they hadn't had a lot of time together? Tell me about that and your thoughts on that.
Well, that's one thing why Tyler Shough, that's why he's different. He makes the players around him better. No matter if they're A player, B player, C player, like they're average, well, he can make them better. Look, that's why Atlanta looked at, man, the Saints, we were lucky to beat them in the game, and they didn't even have, like, their players. No, Tommy, against Atlanta the last game, we were throwing out, like, a preseason roster.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys that'd be trying to make the team, and then we had a Tyler Shough gave us an opportunity to win. The one area I was disappointed this year, because we've always been, like, top 10, and Tommy, being the former kicker that you were at Shaw, special teams, we were horrendous. We were bad. We were like one before last when you look at a number of categories. Well, no, it all started with the Seahawks game.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we were like losing by 3 touchdowns before we knew it. Now look where the Seahawks are at, the number one seed. But no, our special teams, it was nothing to write home about.
So you start with the coach there, Bobby? You start with the coach?
Yeah, well, Coach Galliano, he has to be evaluated. And but when you look at it, we were always used to having, we always got a top five special team.
Mm-hmm.
And then you look at the kickers, and I got to find these stats that I had. But as far as us, like, kicking versus opponents kicking, like Mayfield goes 9-2. Look, I got it right here, Tommy. Look at this. You know how games come down there, like you make a kick or you miss the kick? And this is the difference. I brought this up to Coach Warren, the coach's show. Do you know that now they're like, oh, you got to make a 50-yarder. Now it's almost you got to make the 50-yarder. You know, 50-plus field goals this year against us, opponents were 10 for 10.
Wow.
Think about it. 10 for
really?
10, we were 10 for 10, 50-plus-yard field goals against the Saints. We were 7 of 12, okay? So I said, well, Bobby, it's a 50-yard field goal. But no, this is the kicker. 40-plus-yard field goals, that's like a long extra point.
Mm-hmm.
Opponents were 9 of 11. We were 50%, 5 of 10.
Mm.
You know, it comes down to, are you going to make the kick or not to win or lose the game? So that has to be flipped. I mean, that's, I don't care if it's Charlie Smith.
Do you think it is or not?
You always got to bring competition.
You think he's a guy or not?
Yeah, well, no. He's going to be constantly evaluated. What have you done for him lately? They're going to bring in another kicker and let him win the competition. I think we could be definitely better. Now, we had a rookie punter from South Carolina, Kroger.
Mm.
But, no, we would never win the net. You have to look at the net average, not how far they're kicking and all that. Because you look at those hidden first downs, those hidden yardage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we never won the net. And with Morris setting on the pass, we would win that. So all those little things, the coaches have a lot of, you know, time in the offseason. They have meetings and get with the scouts and pay attention to detail. Those are all the things that they're going to address to try and be better in those areas the next season to help us win.
Bro, let me tell you something. And I'm going to give you that West Bank bra, okay? There are people that you hear, there are former players that you hear that just phone it in, that rely on their experience. You are the consummate professional, my friend. You do your research. You got your numbers. It's like you're trying a case, and I love listening to you. And I mean that sincerely, and I appreciate you coming on.
Well, Tommy, I like it, too. Now we just got to get the Saints back in the playoffs.
And they can turn it around pretty quickly, right?
I'm telling you. We got the Who That Nation, we got to hold the organization, that being the Saints, feet to the fire. No, it has to be NFC South or bust. Because I don't know if we get a wild card on the division. And all you got to be doing is hovering around 500. You know, look, a losing record won the NFC South this year. That's ridiculous. So we got to win. Tommy, like, increase wins, Come on, we got to be at least 9-8 and take care of the dome and make that a place where you got to be feared to come to play.
I forecast the rebirth of the Houdat Nation, not that it's not in existence anymore, and who better to lead us than the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. Thank you, man. Talk to you soon.
All right, Tommy.
You
talk
got
to
it.
You later.
All right, 9:55. We'll see what Newell's got planned when we come back on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.